Welcome to the Magic on the Inside podcast by the Sisters Enchanted, where we chat magic, hot topics, personal development, and good old-fashioned life. Brew up something delicious and sit with us for a spell. Hey, everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Magic on the Inside podcast, or the video if you're watching over on YouTube. I'm Sarah, the founder of the Sisters Enchanted. And today I'm talking about expectation, intentions, and when they get in the way of one another, or when expectation really gets in the way of your intention setting. Now, we've been bringing magic here at the Sisters Enchanted online to people just like you since 2016, and we have had over 100,000 people come through our various online free programs, community, blog, all of that good stuff. And we've had thousands go through our courses like Holistic Witchery, Tarot Throwdown, Enchanted Journey, all of the great stuff that we offer our astrology program. And one of the things that we talk about in most of these in one way or another is intention setting. In fact, we have a whole unit on it in our Holistic Witchery program, and those students are working on that this week. They're doing a little bit of intention setting. So what is an intention? Firstly, what is an intention? We're going to get right into it. An intention is it's an inner sort of desire. It's an inner feeling. An intention versus a goal. Those are two different things. An intention is how you want to be, how you want to feel, how you want to experience yourself, your day, your energy. It's a state of being for you versus a goal, which is very solar. So intentions are very lunar and more passive, they can be like embedded in your unconscious, subconscious self, where goals are very lunar. They are numbers-driven things. We can see them. They're tangible. Like, we can check them off of a to-do list. Now, when we set intentions, we don't always know how that's going to look. So you can have an intention to feel great in your body, to feel peaceful every day, to feel spacious in your life. You can have an intention to feel creative, to feel passion, to be financially fit, to feel financially fit. All of these can be intentions, to have a job that feels like it was meant for you, to look forward to going to work every day. These can all be intentions. Now, our goals, these are the things that get us there. They're very solar. It's what we're doing every day to make that happen. That's putting the numbers on it. You want to be able to run 2 miles in 15 minutes. There's no way I can do that, but maybe that's someone's goal. Or you want to have $10,000 in an emergency slush fund in your bank account. Whatever that is, that's numbers, right? We can see it. We know clearly because we can see when it's been accomplished. Now, where does expectation come into all of this? This is actually a pretty big deal because we start to expect that things will happen in a certain way. So if we set an intention to be financially fit, to feel financially fit, now we don't know exactly what that looks like yet. Being financially fit probably has lots of different solar goal elements to it. Understanding how to use credit cards for your benefit, because that is a thing. Understanding how to invest in the stock market, understanding real estate, understanding savings accounts and interest rates around that, and financial investments for your retirement investments is what I'm trying to get to there. So there's a lot of different solar pieces, solar goals that can go into the intention of feeling financially fit. So we set this intention, I want to feel financially fit. And then maybe we start to have some solar goals, some things that we're going to do to get there, right? And we've worked with the moon cycles, we've pulled tarot cards, maybe we've set a crystal grid. Maybe not. Maybe you just thought of it. Maybe this is the first time you're hearing about this and you're like, Sarah, what are you even talking about? But there are lots of pieces that can go into this intention setting. And then we go about our day and we get a bill that was paid late and we're mad at our partner because of that. Or we realize that we went and bought 10 candles from TJ Maxx or Home Goods that we didn't need. And now we feel bad. You know, we feel ashamed of ourselves for doing that. And obviously we're not living in alignment with our intention of being financially fit. And we find all these ways to really not stick with that intention. And that's where expectation is coming in. Because when we expect that something will have a specific way of being, or if we expect that from other people in particular, maybe your intention is to be financially fit. Maybe you're married to somebody or in a significant relationship with a partner, and maybe that's not your partner's intention. If that's not their intention, but it's yours, and then you start to expect them to behave in the way that you're behaving, there's going to be a lot of friction that happens there. And that's because we are then expecting that person to deliver our intention to us. Or if we have the intention to feel financially fit, you're going to go to work and you want to ask for a raise, but then maybe you get laid off. Maybe somebody else got the promotion and not you. Now you're upset with your workplace, right? Well, you've put the expectation on your workplace to provide you with your intention of feeling financially fit when only you can deliver on your intention. Nothing else and nobody else is going to do that for you. So expectation, we all have it. After this video, I've got the whole rest of my day going on and I have a lot of expectations about things that are going to happen. But when we have those expectations, we also have to be understanding that we are still the ones, we are the only ones in control of our intentions and our goals. And it comes down to us each and every time to bring those things into being and start to consider, where is expectation actually getting in the way of you setting intentions that you follow through with? If you've ever read any books about intention setting or manifesting or working with lunar cycles, or maybe you've taken some of our free classes, or maybe you're in our holistic witchery program where we go through all of this in depth, like so many layers, our shadow work program, all those things. Maybe you've heard of all of this and you've set an intention and you're just struggling to see that through to yourself. I see intentions from people like wanting to feel healthy in their bodies, and their solar goal settings look like quitting smoking or eating more balanced meals or smaller meals or becoming active for the first time. Yet lots of stuff happens that gets in the way of accomplishing those solar goals. And then their intentions that they worked so hard to set and made vision boards for, set crystal grids, or did a new moon or full moon ritual or ceremony or whatever for, and then those intentions don't come into being. Well, we've got to look at expectation. What is our expectation? And how are we only focusing on ourselves and what we can control? That is when your solar goals are going to start to pan out for you. And that is when you're going to see your intentions come to being. That's when you're going to feel that shift in your life to be where you want to be versus right where you are. And that doesn't mean right where you are isn't that bad, or isn't so bad, or isn't very bad. But chances are you want to be somewhere a little bit different. And setting intentions, working with solar goals will get you there, but only if you start to understand your relationship to expectation and how that might be getting in the way for you. So that's some shadow work. That's some shadow work to do. Think of a moment, maybe just in the last 24 hours, a moment when you were like, well, I can't do this because of, and then insert a person, a situation, a rule, a whatever into that because of, and then ask yourself, well, what's my expectation of that because of? And how is that expectation like really not getting me where I want to go? And what can only I control? You can only control yourself, nobody else. You can't control other people and other circumstances. So a situation in the last 24 hours, think about it right now. What is that where, well, I wanted to do this, but I couldn't because of, or if only this didn't happen, my goal would have been easier to accomplish. I see this in my own life when it comes to feeling healthy in my body. And my husband, he does most of our grocery shopping, a lot of our food prep and things. And he and I have very different physical health goals. And so when I say, well, my expectation was to eat healthy all week long, but you didn't support that. Well, yeah, he's buying the food and cooking it. I can't make him do exactly what I want him to do, right? I have to do it for myself. And I got to figure that out. All right. So think about that. How is expectation getting in the way of your intentions and those goals you're setting for yourself? And then do some shadow work around that. And if you need some help with it, be sure to get on our wait list for Holistic Witchery for the next intake. It's so good. Or just check out everything we have going on here at the Sisters Enchanted. There's always so much goodness to be had. And yeah. So I'll see you in the next episode. Until next time, I hope that you have an enchanted rest of your day ahead.